Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chap here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Daniel chapter 9, verses 15 through 19. The Reverend Brandon Metcalf is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and ministered to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Daniel chapter 9. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and have made a name for yourself, as at this day we have sinned. We have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy hill, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a byword among all who are around us. Now, therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas for mercy. And for your own sake, O Lord, make your face to shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. These words from Daniel 9 sound pretty Lutheran, right? I mean, our standing before God is dependent on his great mercy alone. We're maybe even tempted to say amen after we hear that verse if we think we're allowed to do that kind of thing. But we get so excited when we first hear it that I wonder if, because it's so contrary to the way our culture works, we assume, perhaps incorrectly, that our people actually know this on a day-to-day basis. Because here's the truth. Resumes matter in our world. We spend so much of our time and our energy crafting the best resume that we can. That's what life is all about. Prove that we belong. Proving that we're good enough. That we are enough. That's why our youth spend so much of their time and energy throughout middle school and high school trying to craft that perfect college application. It's just the first of a myriad of resumes to come, trying to prove that we're good enough. And everything is riding on every decision that is made is based on, is this going to look good in the eyes of those who are trying to prove me? So our young professionals seek to bolster their standing so they can advance further and further in their career, because apparently that's what life is all about. It's why retirees can begin to seriously doubt their value and their worth, because after a long career, I'm no longer adding to my resume. I mean, if I'm not earning, if I'm not producing like I used to, why would anyone pay attention to me? In our world, people respond to us based on our qualifications, our standing. Even something as simple as whether you have a little blue check mark next to your name on social media. This is the economy of our world. So why would God be any different? I mean, if you ask your average parishioner this question, If you really want God to hear your prayers, what should you do? I suspect the number one answer is ask your pastor to pray for you. Because apparently he has a direct line to God. Why? Because he's got the resume. And we know this is the wrong answer. And yet, how many pastors in here have gotten that request perhaps on a regular basis? We tend to know the right answer on Sunday morning, but on Monday when something happens and we really need God's attention, we fall back to the ways of the world, assuming that my standing before God, God hearing me, is dependent on something that I have done, my spiritual resume. And I've seen this impact, in particular, men in our world and in the church. I mean, part of that, I think, has to do with the fact that we mix our identity and our vocation. We think that who we are is the same as what we do. But I think it also has to do with how we speak to men in the church. Take this as an example. The difference in messaging between Mother's Day and Father's Day. Mother's Day, one of the three highest attended services in the entire church here. And what's the message for moms? Way to go, Mom! You're doing a great job. We all show up to church to celebrate you. God loves you and we love you too. Now meanwhile, on Father's Day, one of the three least attended services in the entire church here, what's the message? Where are all the dads? And to the dads that are in the room, the message that they hear is this: Jesus is the man. So go be like Jesus. Go step it up and be like him. Now, we mentioned Jesus, and so oftentimes we think that that's the gospel. But it's not. Jesus as example is not the gospel, it's law. And that message certainly has its place. But it can't be the only message that we share. Otherwise, men end up thinking that if Jesus is my example, if I need to be like him, then my standing before God must be dependent on how well I follow that example, on how good my spiritual resume is. And it's not gospel. It's not good news because I can't do it. No one can. And we do a disservice to our congregations, to men in particular, if that's the only message that they hear. So I have the privilege of being at the International Center today because of our Family Ministry Summit on Manhood, where we're talking about this exact issue. See, I firmly believe that we as the LCMS are perfectly positioned to speak into this moment the clear message that all of us, but men in particular, need to hear in a time where so often we relegate Jesus to simply a mere example of how we're supposed to live. We have the answer. We have the right message. In fact, we've had it for centuries. It's what Martin Luther wrote 500 years ago. The chief article and foundation of the gospel is that before you take Christ as an example, you accept and recognize him as a gift, as a present that God has given you, and that is your own. This means that when you see or hear of Christ doing or suffering something, you do not doubt that Christ himself, with his deeds and suffering, belongs to you. See, the gospel is not try your best to be like Jesus. It's not God will hear your prayers if you're faithful enough. No, it's what Daniel prays here in our text. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. See, resumes do matter, in fact, before God. Just not your resume. What matters is his resume, is his great mercy shown most clearly in the life, death, and resurrection of his Son for you. That's why we preach Christ crucified clearly, specifically, constantly to all hearers. Because God hears you, not because of how good you are, but because of his great mercy. God answers not because you've tried really hard, but because of his great mercy. You matter, not because of how much you produce or earn or achieve. No, you matter because of his great mercy shown to you in Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. And as Walther said so often, that has to dominate in our preaching, our teaching, our ministry, our life together. That we would be unflinchingly gospel dominant in all that we say and do, for men and women, young and old. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, pay attention and act. Keep us steadfast in your word. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until he calls you home. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.